This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You've clicked on another Tag Team podcast. Thank you very much. In this podcast, Harry shares a little bit of a story about her bowel troubles. Enjoy.
This one is a real stinker, guys. But, you know, we all know I've been having some food allergies.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Your IBS. You're talking about your IBS, aren't you? Is that right?
Yep. But I'm fine. I'm getting this sorted.
You are. You're getting it sorted.
I'm going to get rid of it. I can't live like this anymore.
No.
So I need to know exactly what is going on. And in order for that, I've had to do lots of tests.
Yes. So you've been down to the doctor?
You're
probably not doing doctors, are you? Naturopath. You've been down the naturopath.
And to the doctor.
You've been down the witch doctor. Yeah, she said, no, nil by mouth, no bread must pass these lips. And you've not had gluten since, have you?
Not had a bit. And I had to have a blood test, and then I had to do this DNA sample, so I had to, like, spit in a tube as well, so that was it. But the worst part of it was I had to do a stool sample.
Oh, dear. Okay, I'm listening, but I'm hesitant. Go on.
So, in order to do that, the night before, I had to eat all the foods that I know aggravate my tum.
Right. Lucky.
Yeah.
Bit of a choice, yeah.
Fat Harry was just like, this is the best. Yep. So I got a big old dirty burger and ice cream.
Okay, that's probably enough. Yeah, we don't need exactly what went in.
So then the next day, I had to do the sample, and I was going to do it at home because I was like, you know, in the comfort of your own home
You were going to do it at home. Okay, because you're not an animal.
Yep. But then I got really constipated.
Oh my God. Turn the music off. I can't. This is too much for me.
So because I got constipated, I had to do it at work.
Okay.
So yep. I had to take all...
Oh my God.
Everything with me.
So what is it? Like, what's the apparatus?
So it's a circle container.
And a large
one
jar.
Glove. Just one glove. Give me two. Just one glove and then three containers for you to...
Oh, your boss didn't see you do it, did they?
No, but I thought... I don't usually do this, but I thought, right, I'll go in the disabled because I'll have a bit of privacy.
Yeah, sure.
That was in use.
I was busy.
It was busy.
Oh, no.
So then I had to go into just a normal stall.
Right, for your stall sample. Yep, yep.
And it was so small in there that it was just an absolute nightmare. And in the end, I wept whilst looking at the container, thinking, I'm too old for this. This shouldn't be a thing anymore.
It's an old person thing. You're too young for it. That's the truth of it.
Do you think?
Yeah, I think once you're over 50, they're always getting you to do a stool sample.
Really?
Yeah, it's as common as. So you just started to cry in the work toilet. So
yeah.
The person who was next door to you in the disabled toilet, they just heard you crying. And what did they see under the partition? Just a little sad jar, did they? Filling with nothing but tears in the end, I assume.
Yeah, and one of them's got like this liquid in it that you have to put the scoop in. And I tipped that over me, and it was
You tipped the poop liquid on you?
Yeah.
Okay, babe. Okay. Well, I think instead of doing a stool sample, I'll just diagnose you, okay? Because, I mean, can they detect hypochondria from just the stool sample? Or
I had my step-nan was a hypochondriac, and I know what that is like, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
And I am not. I've got...
I'm just saying, you know, when we first met each other, you just were mad for some gluten, and now you're crying doing a poop sample, trying to find an excuse to not have to have it anymore.
Look, I did it, but I'm not proud of it.
As you were doing it, did you think, oh, this will be fun to talk about on the radio? Because really, this is very private.
I was deeply shamed. And in true radio style, what happened was is that I told you this off air and you're like, babe, this is a topic. We need to talk about this. And I did. I'm very committed to our listeners and I wanted to share that.
Well, there you go. 20 minutes past 7 on February the 13th. That's the day Harry's dignity went out live on the airwaves. I mean, by all means, if you've got any tips for Harry, please hit us up and we absolutely won't read it out on air. You are on the tag team this morning.
There you go. If you like that podcast, you want to hear more episodes like it, and you want to stay up to date on all things Harry's Bowel, do make sure you subscribe to the podcast and share it with your friends so more people can find out about it. If you love Harry Hunter and Dave, please make sure you review their podcast on iTunes.
Okay, Dave the Apprentice, welcome to your annual tag team exam.
Answer these questions correctly and you will graduate to a fully fledged member of the team.
This is ridiculous.
When is the tag team on air?
Guys, this is absurd. It's Tuesday Brekkie.
And whom are the biggest stars?
Harry, Hunter and Dave.
The Apprentice, say it.
Dave the Apprentice.
And finally, translate this Welsh sentence into English. Fi fwyd cariad fel y Titanic.
There's literally no way of me knowing that.
Ooh, close but no cigar, kiddo. Better luck next year.
Tune in to the Tuesday Tag Team, available via podcast at joy.org.au, on iTunes or your favourite podcasting platform.
By the way, I said your love life is like the Titanic.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.